This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
While we're on the topic of video, some other ideas about our collective identity hit screens this week. The new Fox show Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey. It's a remake of the popular public television show Exploring the Universe, hosted by the late astrophysicist Carl Sagan. The new host is another astrophysicist who has captured the imagination of a generation of space enthusiasts, Neil deGrasse Tyson. We met up with him at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Austin to talk aliens, technology, and computing.
Neil, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on your show. I don't know if I've been on it before.
No, this is the first time.
Bring it on.
Unless there's a multiverse.
A multiverse version of us that have already had this interview.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Let's talk about Cosmos first. You know, I was watching some of the original series and was struck at how dated it feels in terms of the special effects, the spaceship. Tell me about the special effects in your version.
Cosmos now is appearing on network television. We have access to people who have brought their creative visual effects talents to the big screen in blockbuster movies. If there's any project that needs extraordinary visual effects, it's one that involves the universe, because you can't go there. And you can't just put a picture of it. You want to experience phenomena in the universe. It has the power to influence you not only intellectually, but emotionally, and occasionally, perhaps even spiritually.
If this radio transmission were live, and we were sending it out into the universe, it would go forever, right?
Yes, you can say it'll reach the edge of the universe, but by then, the signal strength might be so low that it would be indistinguishable from the noise of the cosmos itself. So there are certain shows that are on their way out in the universe from the early days, like I Love Lucy or The Honeymooners. They're 60, 70 light years away, which means aliens first decoding our civilizations will use those shows to decide how men and women treat one another.
Speaking of aliens, I like the look on your face as I say this. I just wonder, do you ever think about aliens, if they were to build their own technology, how might they power it? What might they build it from?
I think about aliens all the time. If an alien visited me and was chatting about our culture, I'd be embarrassed to say that we still fight wars over lines in the sand to extract fossil fuels out of the ground so that we can power our automobiles. The alien would just laugh, say, what? They'd say, what's wrong with you? The universe is full of energy. And then they leave and report back to their alien leaders that there's no sign of intelligent life on Earth. I want to get abducted so I can just have these conversations with aliens.
What do you think about the idea that someday you could potentially upload your consciousness onto a computer so that it could continue to exist?
I've read about it. I don't understand it, because I am the sum of my life experiences. If at this instant I upload my mind to a silicon-based chip, and then tomorrow I go to the Bahamas, the chip didn't go to the Bahamas. So, no, if I want to freeze myself in time, yeah, the computer can still think, presumably, but it's not going to have a new idea that for me is stimulated by an experience that happened after the upload date stamp. So, I'm cool. I'm okay in my own body having my own life experience. And a computer is not going to the Bahamas. And if it wanted to go, I'm not taking it.
I think that's a good note to end it on. Neil deGrasse Tyson, thank you so much.
Happy to be on.
You can find more video and audio from that interview all at marketplacetech.org.